The relief I'm talking about is just above the case. On this fragment of this slab, we see a man holding two horses by the reins. The man is not an Assyrian, for his hairstyle, his beard, and his robe look different. The horses are richly decorated. The man is part of a procession bringing horses as a tribute to the Assyrian king. Assyria always suffered shortage of manpower and material. This was the main reason for many military campaigns against the neighboring countries. War and tribute were the basis of the Assyrian economical system. And exactly this is shown and glorified on the Assyrian reliefs. If you move around to the back of the same wall, you see the head of a beardless Assyrian, probably a eunuch. Eunuchs often held high positions in the palace. These reliefs come from a place called Khorsabad. It was the new residence of the Assyrian king Sargon II. Now I'm talking about three reliefs to the left of the stairway. They come from Nineveh. King Sargon's son Sennacherib moved to Nineveh and built here his own palace. The relief below shows Assyrian soldiers conquering a town. In the upper row, we see kneeling bowmen, below them prisoners of war, some of them with bound hands. On the right, archers behind a shield try to enter the town on a ramp. On one of the reliefs above, we see an Assyrian warrior holding his horse by the reins. They walk along a river. The horse is higher, that means it comes from a mountain. The warrior is part of an Assyrian army in a military campaign in the mountains.